Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we're fortunate to have on Myjai Sandlin. Myjai is a starting defensive lineman for the Cincinnati Bearcats, is one of the top returning players in the entire country. Myjai, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
To start, Myjai, I think we got to talk about last season where you broke onto the scene as one of the top players, not only in the AAC, but in the entire country. Reflecting on it, what do you think you did well and what are you going to be working on this offseason to improve your game?
I think what I did well was like coming into college, coming into my next season, knowing I had to play a big role on the team and knowing that I had people counting on me. So one thing I did well was just being accountable with my coach, with my head coach, Coach Fickle, and with my defensive coordinator, Coach Freeman, had put me in a position to be the best player I can be.
And Myjai, in terms of next season, what are your individual goals? And what does this Bearcat football team have to do to win the AAC?
My individual goal would be to really win the championship, to be honest. And what we got to do is just self-correct and self-reflect on the things we had did last year that could make us better and all, and just have more confidence going into games and just being more aggressive as a defensive team and as a team as all, honestly.
Myjai, for those who don't know, what type of role did you play on the Bearcat defense this past season?
I played a humongous role as a Bearcat as last season. And I just really was just playing as what could I do the most to help my team win. If they need me to get in on the key third down, I got in and did, and had to do what I had to do just to help my team.
And Myjai, let's go back to those high school football days. 3-star coming out of high school. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and also what went into your decision to enroll in Cincinnati?
My high school was fun. I had a lot of offers coming out of high school. It was just like I had got my offer. My first couple offers, my 10th grade, and then after that, it went up to the ceiling. And then how I got introduced to Cincinnati was a coach that's there now currently, Gino Gadulli, was one of the biggest parts of my recruiting process through the whole way. And he was there with me since like they first started to have show interest in me. And Coach Fickle showed me that this is a program that we should be in, that I should be in as a. It's just not like as any program. It'll make you feel like you're at home, and just every day you know that you're getting better at this program type of thing.
Fickle being your head coach, one of the best in the entire country, Myjai. What's it like playing under him, and what's that bond that you guys have with your head coach?
Playing under Coach Fig is just—it's real. It's very fun and very disciplined, because Coach Fig is the type of coach is as long as you're aggressive, you can't be wrong with him. So that's the reason why I love playing under Coach Fickle right now, to be honest.
Myjai, last season you had 4 sacks. That was an improvement on your freshman season. What are your goals in terms of numbers for next season?
I'm aiming for 12 sacks next season. Well, I'm really aiming for 15, but I'm getting 12 guaranteed for sure. And my TFLs, I just got to get, honestly, I ain't even right. I'm not type of person to talk about what type of numbers I'm going to put up. I'm just type of person to show about it for real, honestly.
With that production also comes being the idea of taking on a leadership role because you're an upperclassman, one of the top tier players on the team. How are you next year going to be taking on that leadership role to be the top tier guy on that defensive line?
Just like I did in high school. I feel like it should be really nothing different. It's just, I'm just older and just more responsible. So instead of just thinking about myself or what I got to do, I got to make sure like the freshmen are cool, or not even that. Like if I know that we got to be in the building at 6:30, I'm going to be texting people at maybe 5 o'clock, or I'll be texting people at the day before to make sure that everybody know like what we got to do. And just make sure everybody on the same page in the defensive line room, and then we'll be the best defensive line, because I know we're going to be the best defensive line coming back this year in college football.
What is it about that defensive line that makes you guys stand out?
The bond we have in the room is unbreakable. Like we just so close to each other inside of the defensive line room that it's like a big family. Like you can ask all the coaches inside of the facility. It's just a big old family between the D line room. Everybody have had their own role. Nobody tried to do the most. Nobody tried to do less. Everybody knew what they got to do to make everybody be successful.
My Jay, talking about the bond, not only of your defensive line, but just as a team, Coach Fickell, a lot of talented players. How would you describe the football culture that you guys have?
O-line, D-line driven program. We pride ourselves in O-line, D-line.
And Majay, when we talk about the future of this Bearcat football team, a lot of talent, a lot of potential. If you had to pick one, is there a freshman or sophomore who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Freshman, Steve Hawthorne. He's definitely going to be on the radar. He's from Chicago. You have Taj Ward. He's going to be an upcoming He's going to be an upcoming sophomore this year, a redshirt. We expect big things out of these players. Amon Gardner. He already have his name a little bit, but he's going to get a bigger name this season as well.
Yeah, Amon, definitely. We had him on the podcast. Great kid on the field and especially off the field as well. It shows the impact that you guys as a whole have. And for yourself, talking about obviously end goal NFL, but career aspirations after football, do you have any or things you're studying in college that you might want to do after football?
I want to like build like foundations, but as of right now, I really don't know what I want to do after college. But what I want to do after college or what a major I'm doing is like a biology. So like some hopefully I can work off of that.
And Majay, what is a typical game day like for you, the moment you wake up to when you walk on the football field? And what is it like playing at Nippert Stadium?
My game day routine. So, well, we get woke up by the workout staff. So we get up. I put on my headphones as soon as I wake up, like, I open my eyes, I put on my headphones, and then I start my ritual, brush my teeth and all that. And I'm just locked in. Like, I don't want to be too locked in, but I'll be locked in the whole time. Like, nothing can knock me off my pivot at that time. As soon as I woke up, my like it's on. And how it is to play at NIP, it's really crazy. It's like you can't hear yourself at all. And it's crazy because last year I played in NIP, but I didn't play in NIP as what we did UCF this year. The numbers that we had put up against UCF, like I never played in a crowd like that before.
What was that experience like? UCF, considered one of the top tier programs in the country, hadn't lost in a very long time, and you guys knocked them off their perch. What was that experience like for you guys?
It was very, that week was very crazy because we had did something new that we never did before. So we had, as D linemen, we had to step up to the plate. And as a whole defense, we had to step up to the plate. And it was just more of a like, we really wanted it. Like, we really wanted to win the game. And it wasn't nobody or nothing was going to be able to stop us from winning that game.
And Majay, at what point, whether it was a game or a practice, did you realize that, wow, these are actually legit D1 football players that you're going up against?
When we played against Ohio State, I didn't have a bad game against Ohio State. I had four tackles, I think like two or three TFLs. That really showed me like we really playing against good people. I'm playing Division I football because we don't really play. We play talent equivalent to Ohio State, but not every week. You get what I'm saying? So that was basically something right there.
Being in the AAC and just getting to play teams like Ohio State, UCF, who would you say was the best offensive tackle that you went up against this past season?
The left tackle from UConn, number 65, Perry. I think that's his last name. He was a legit tackle. That was the best tackle I've been against so far.
And Majay, do you have a favorite memory so far from your collegiate career, whether it was your first sack, first tackle, first forced fumble, anything like that?
It was third and three against UCF. We was up 20-16, and we needed to stop on that third down. And I slipped through a block and I made a TFL, and it was fourth and five. And they had to kick a field goal, and they missed the field goal. So that was the best moment of my life in college football as of right now.
Majay, as you've grown throughout your collegiate career, how have your training habits, practice habits, and study habits changed?
I watch more film now. Well, I've been watching a lot of film, but I watch way more film now that I did as a freshman, and I think that helps way more, and it makes me feel like that now that I know who I am and who and what I have to do, I have to like study way more than I used to.
And Majay, when you're not on the football field, is there something you like to do with your teammates, like play Madden or NBA 2K?
Yeah, we play a lot of Madden 2K, but I'm really not. I play a lot of Madden. I'm really not so much of a 2K player, but a Call of Duty. I'm the more of a Call of Duty player. I play Call of Duty a lot.
Majay, for the success on the field, how important is it to have those strong relationships off the field and doing things with your teammates?
It's real strong because you know that you can trust the dude that's next to you. That's basically what we have established, that we have trust with each other. It's next to each other. So like in practice or in the game, say if I do an under move or something, and y'all don't know who Barry is. I don't know how to say his name like that. Well, Jabari Taylor, who's on my team, if I do an under move, he'll see that I do it. He'll feel me, and he'll cover for me, so he'll just cover from my side, and I just basically like stuff like that, little things like that. Knows like we hot. That shows how we know each other as football players.
And Majay, a hypothetical question: if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Khalil Mack. Why? Because I feel like we have such a similar game, but not as a similar game. But I also want to have and critique my game to be like his a little. And I feel like he had his work at the is just crazy. I'll be watching his workouts all the time. That's the only person that I would want to work out with right now.
And my J, what would you want people to know about who they're going to be getting in yourself and someone in the locker room and off the field?
Just a person that love to be around, a person that you know that you can trust, and a person that you know, like, really that's there. Well, in the locker room, I'm always hyped. I always tell the boys, like, everybody, y'all boys, let's get ready for practice. Just being a person to hype everybody up. I'm more of a hype man. I just do my role, and I'm just a hype man, for real. Just have everybody up.
And Majay, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Just keep pushing. Nope. Because I see a lot of people on social media these days worry about offers and this and that. If you keep pushing, if anybody keep pushing, you just keep pushing, you're going to be seen no matter what. So my advice to all the high school kids is just keep pushing no matter what. Keep your head down and keep pushing. Never give up.
That was Majay Sanders from the Cincinnati Bearcats. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Okay, thank you for having me.